motherfuckers. This is Deep V.
Deep V.
You are now being infected.
Correct.
By Deep V.
Yep. Gluten-free like Ebola.
Absolutely. I'm Ski Ray.
And I'm Mike.
And I am 100% herpes-free.
He is.
Technically.
I can contest that.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I say technically is because right now it's not inflamed, so...
Right.
No one needs to know.
Correct.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Agree to disagree. What are we drinking today?
Summer Brew.
For our listeners who are just now listening, we drink a different beer every motherfucking episode.
Every episode.
What we've decided on today...
Summer Brew.
Summer Brew.
Coors Light.
I like Summer Brew.
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
It has a summer kind of taste to it. Honestly, if I had to give it a description, it probably tastes like white girls with sunburn.
Yes.
And hot seat belts.
You know what?
Summer Brew.
You make Summer Brew sound disgusting.
Do I?
You said seat belts. My seat belt thing just beeps and beeps and beeps. I fucking hate the seat belt.
I like seat belts.
I hate you.
Safety first.
You know what? I'm going to pop one right now.
I also like white women.
You want to pop one?
Let's pop one.
Let's pop it.
Summer Brew, bitches.
Well, let's just go into that a little bit, because if any alcohol beverage company was like, hey, I'm going to listen to this stupid fucking podcast here, and I'm going to give them some alcohol, we're drinking it. And you know what? If Zima was like, the old CEO from Zima is like, hey, I think I have like 10 cases of Zima in my basement. I'm going to send these two fucking morons. Have them drink this shit for a year. Guess what we're drinking?
Zima.
Yep, it starts with a Z and ends in an Ema.
Okay, all right. My mom used to drink that when I was a little kid. I remember. Yeah.
I feel like that's the old person Smirnoff Ice, right?
I just remember Zima because I remember she'd be like, stay in your room. Mm-hmm. And then like I would crack open the door and all I remember seeing was a Zima logo.
So she didn't want you seeing she was drinking.
Yeah, probably.
Is that what it was?
I imagine.
Yeah.
Zima's for rebels. I mean, you know you're pushing the envelope if you drink the Zima.
You were a badass.
But you know what? Okay, so we can both agree that Summer Brew is pretty delicious.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good. And I hate Coors, so...
I don't like about summer, though...
Okay.
What am I about to say?
It's hot.
And also...
sweaty.
Water.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm honestly not the biggest fan of water.
Right. You know what? I'm going to go on a little bit farther in this. That is so stereotypical, it's outrageous.
I am the stereotypical black that doesn't like fucking water, so deal with it. But you know what? Here's the thing. I feel like white people should take advantage of it. Like, you've got all kinds of fucking people in Missouri right now fucking...
Michael Phelps, obviously. So we took advantage.
Okay. Not Michael Phelps. Right. Close, though. But with all the fucking rioting going on, if you want to clear your streets...
Right.
Of black people.
Fill it with water.
Flood them with water. If you have to fucking canoe to your house, I promise you, there's no blacks in the vicinity.
That makes sense, because I don't know a lot of black people from Italy. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that they canoe and stuff there, right?
I guess so.
I think.
I don't know any blacks from anywhere other than here.
Mm-hmm. Not too many black survivors in the Titanic, that's what I'm guessing.
Right. Okay.
Right.
All right. You know why, though?
Why?
Because we didn't fucking sing and like kumbaya as the ship went down.
Right. One of the blacks were the violinist. They went down with the ship, though. I remember that.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'm going off the movie, so that's obvious.
They paid that black-ass motherfucker to do that. If you didn't pay him to do that, there's no way he's going down with that ship. I'll prove it to you right now. I, still to this day, have never, ever, ever seen the Titanic.
The movie or the actual ship?
Well, I wasn't the best in history, so I've never read about it either, to be fucking honest with you.
Amazing.
But I've never seen the movie, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I know how it ends. Guess what?
Sure.
The fucking ship sinks.
I hear that. But I believe you told me to watch The Lone Survivor, and that has a ending also that everybody knows.
Here's the thing about Lone Survivor, though.
All right.
The Titanic has no guns and no Mark Wahlberg.
There's probably a few guns, but it had a little Leo DiCaprio in it. You know what I mean?
I'm more of a Mark Wahlberg fan. Mm-hmm. He's shorter. So, like, if I were to like dudes...
Here you go.
I like Mark over Leo. Uh-huh.
Billy Zane, the Phantom, was in Titanic. No. You're welcome.
I'm just a big Mark Wahlberg fan. Like, if you ask me what I felt about Leonardo DiCaprio, I honestly felt like he's a guy that... buys his women, like he'll buy me a nice bracelet, but he'll have sex with me and never call me again.
Right, but he'll give you like a gift basket, Derek Jeter style. You know what I mean?
But what I really want was just comfort in knowing that he's there for me.
Yeah,
we're talking to our audio guy right now.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's thank Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. The Rocky.
Right. It's his studio, Fringe Audio.
Fringe Audio is great.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Matter, he's smoking weed and drinking whiskey as we speak.
Yeah.
That's how cool it is in here.
He has a mini alcohol fridge that they have in like the Holiday Inn suites, and in no way is he charging us.
Right. He hasn't given us a bill. Yeah. And I'm not gonna pay the bill.
Right.
But he might give us the bill.
If he gives us a bill, I'm 100% taking a pillow or the shampoos or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have that.
Okay.
Of course you have that.
Right.
It is fantastic in here. It's amazing. There's lights behind the TV.
Yeah. It looks official in here.
It's Bieberish, right?
Yeah. It is.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though. Type in Shane Dawson net worth, and we'll all shut up right now.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's my fucking hero.
He's a guy.
He's he's my hero.
Yeah.
He's your hero.
But what we do need to talk about, though.
Get out of Images.
$2 million?
That's what he makes a year.
A year.
Wait, you know what?
And I have no idea who he is.
Exactly. What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to get into what I brought them up for is, yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Sponsors.
Yeah.
Like they kind of influenced us wanting to do this.
They have a lot.
They've made it. They've got a lot of sponsors.
Got some sponsors. But we do too.
We do.
You know, we'll give you 10 or 12 of them. Is that fine?
Let's bring them up.
I'm excited.
This podcast, The Deep V,
right,
is brought to you today by DirecTV Remote Guide. Okay.
On channel, it's just a loop. It's channel one. You know, I'm not going to do the whole thing. I'm just going to say brought to you by.
Okay.
Is that fair? Because we don't have to do it every time.
Go for it.
Brought to you by High School Girls Basketball Refs.
Okay. They are a under fucking...
underpaid.
Yes.
Underrated.
Undervalued.
American heroes.
What would the world be today without women's high school basketball refs?
Who fucking wants to watch that, right? And they're doing it and they're reffing it.
Yeah.
They enjoy double it. Watch.
This was also brought to you by Styrofoam Ice Chest.
The $10 ones you get at Circle K.
Are they $10?
Something like that. Yeah, that is outrageous. Impressive. Yeah.
Shout out to Circle K for the $10 Styrofoam Ice Chest.
We'll take some.
Yeah, yeah.
Brought to you today by Aglets. That is the plastic things over the tips of your shoelaces.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, if you don't have them, try to get those fucking things through loops. It's impossible.
Seriously.
You need aglets in your life.
Yeah, or you know what? You know a way to get around that.
Hmm.
Barefooted. Just have the foots out.
If I step on, you know, three or four Legos, I'm done.
Okay. Or you can go the Velcro route.
You bought me some Velcro shoes.
I did buy him Velcro
and
shoes.
And I have those cream Velcro shoes still.
Nice.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to wear them.
Okay. This was also brought to you. This one's my favorite. Paul George's leg.
If you don't know, he broke one, and we don't know which one he's thanking, because one of them gave us the sponsorship. It's the broken one or the healthy one.
You know what? I felt bad when I saw that happen, though. I really did.
You know why you didn't feel bad?
Why?
Type in Paul George net worth. Nobody fucking cares.
I did feel bad.
Nobody feels bad.
No?
Fuck that guy.
You know? Did you hear what he did to cheer himself up the next day?
Bought ice cream?
He bought a Ferrari.
Fucking asshole. Fuck that guy. You feel bad.
$90 million.
$90 million.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He's got another leg. Shut the fuck up, right?
He has two legs.
Okay.
He's fine. All right.
Fair enough.
Brought to you by the old Mexican woman that can't understand the phone sequence when she's giving you the phone cadence. Let me give you an example.
Right. Okay.
So, like, the normal cadence. 480, 555, 5533, right?
Okay.
So, old Mexican woman cadence.
Let's hear it.
5556. 412-117. That was 11 numbers. Mexican woman, which one was it?
Oh, take out the 7. Okay. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I actually had a nanny growing up who was similar like that.
Well, I'm saying it because the one you gave me, not the nanny,
Did we exchange humans? Are we in the human trading business?
Yeah. That's fine. Right. We're past this now.
We're talking about Maria.
Maria.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. She charged $100, cleaned the whole house. Yeah. But her phone number cadence is so fucking stupid. When she texted me, it was literally two numbers, one number, four numbers, one number, four numbers. It was so stupid. I'm like, Maria, I already have the number. You already texted me.
Okay. Here's another one of my favorites. Yep. You know what else this is brought to you by?
Mm-hmm.
Overdue Redbox movies.
Wait, you can't overdo them.
You just can't.
You're just paying too much.
Exactly.
Those are the worst.
Who keeps them for a day like, all right, this is a good flick. I'm going to put this in the car and take it back tomorrow responsibly.
You know what I did? I left it in the car and it melted. They did not charge me.
No.
I sent it back in and some asshole was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
You know why I never get them back on time?
Why?
Because every time I order a Redbox movie, it's because I have a disgusting whore coming over whom I don't want to pay $10 for a movie out in public with.
Good for you.
So I'm like, you know what this bitch is worth to me?
$1.50
Redbox movie. And if she's lucky enough, maybe I'll order a pizza. But if that bitch doesn't like ham or pork, oh, she's fucking up.
If you don't like pork, you're an asshole. Obviously.
Absolutely. Shout out to my roommate.
He's a fucking pork. Asshole.
Goddamn jackass.
All right. Bridge, brought to you by Men's Yoga Pants.
Okay.
In public.
Men wear those.
Yes. I saw one a couple days ago. I literally wanted to uppercut him in the testicles.
If I saw a man in yoga pants, you know what I'd do?
Kiss him?
Close. Yeah. I would not be able to stop staring at his junk.
That's why I said testicles.
How can you be comfortable like that?
I'd literally press down, up. Mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat reference.
Okay.
And I wanted to punch him in the testicles because they were so exposed.
Okay. I got one more. This is good because I have the iPhone.
Phone. Yep.
This also was brought to you by iPhone battery phone capacity. iPhone phone battery That's capacity.
Good. It's good.
It's the fucking worst. I send out 7 text messages and it tells me I have 10% battery remaining.
What would you have? The 5S?
I do have the 5S.
Yeah, see, that's not the problem. I don't know what the fucking problem is.
Well, here's my thing with the iPhone and why I won't convert to the Samsungs and the Androids and all that shit. I watch a lot of porn.
Right, right. I understand what you're saying.
And there's no better way to watch your porn than to take it mobile, baby.
You know what? I want to say...
I can watch that stuff anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right.
I mean, and it doesn't take much to get me hard. If the wind blows just right, my dick is hard, okay?
Right.
So the fact that I have the opportunity to jerk it while I'm in my cubicle.
Right.
In the car. In the drive-thru.
Right.
At the fucking library.
I want to make this known. He actually has a bone right now.
I've jerked it 3 fucking times since we've been in here. How long have we been here? 12 minutes?
Something like that, maybe. Maybe.
Doesn't take me much.
Right. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, you know... One thing we obviously need to talk about, being that this is the pilot episode,
Okay,
is kind of how this came about.
Right.
How did we figure this out, or what made us want to start making a podcast?
Besides, we're adorable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? They can't really get the actual...
They get that from our voices.
Yeah. They don't get the actual rugged good looks, though. Like, they need to see this up close.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. From the cartoon alone, you don't get it.
Right.
You don't understand.
That does not do us any justice.
Scale 9 to 10, Paul. What would you give us?
10. And a half.
Obviously, that's over 10. So,
yeah.
Easy.
But what kind of influenced it for me, you know, and wanting to make this podcast was just because I do feel like when we're around our friends and stuff, we're always the funny guys kind of thing. And I felt like, you know, we should use this kind of in a way to fucking, you know, talk to people outside of our crew.
Right.
You know, and kind of show them, you know, are we funny or are we not type of thing.
We're not probably, but that's fine.
I would agree with that. but what kind of got me to this point and what influenced me wanting to officially do it, my tags on my truck. Expired.
How long ago?
3 months.
That's not that bad, right?
You would think riding in a car with expired tags, I would kind of be like nervous, right?
You're not nervous at all?
Never felt better.
Really?
Shout out to my mother for that.
You know,
always had me fucking watching for cops as a kid, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, you know, with them changing the tags with the month and the year on the same one, how the fuck are the cops going to see that?
Here's the thing. Sometimes they get behind you. You know, you always got to be looking in rearview mirrors. Objects and police are closer than the amp here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've read that on the side of the rearview mirrors.
It's something about when I get behind the steering wheel of a car. Mm-hmm. With expired tags, I immediately become Jason Statham. I am the fucking man, okay?
Yeah. You drive so good.
So fucking good.
All right, I get what you're saying.
My mom was the same way. I swear, I thought she was Jeff Gordon for, like, I want to say the first 17 years of my life.
Jeff Gordon did do those commercials where he dressed up as somebody else, so it could have been your mom.
Yeah.
We don't know.
No one knows. Mm. Definitively, nobody knows.
Right.
Jeff Gordon doesn't even know.
Jesus knows.
Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Unsolved mystery.
We're very, very religious.
Honestly, also, I don't know if you know this. Side note, actual fact.
Right.
The actual footage from Fast 6,
They
got the majority of that from following people around with expired tags.
Well, I see that.
Yeah.
I heard at the same time, Henry Cavill, they just followed him around with a camera, and that's how they filmed Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Have you seen that guy?
He can fly, right?
What can't he do?
I don't know.
He's an attractive dude.
He'd probably do the Kraken, and you guys, just wait for the Kraken.
Coming up later, we actually have a guest for you guys, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
He's a good friend of ours. We've known him, or I've known him actually since freshman year of high school. How long have you known him?
First grade, kindergarten, right around there. So unfortunately,
we know him well.
So long.
Interesting character. We actually want you guys to meet him because we need you guys to be aware that there are fucking predators out there like this person actually living. You think that these people are only in movies,
right?
No.
He's what the movies are based off of.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you worried, like, that he's out?
Honestly, I'm worried to touch him. And I'm going to sit next to him. I'm worried to touch him.
Yeah. Now that I have a son.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of curious, like, where he is in proximity to my son. Like, right. I need to know right now. Where
right. Paul... It's going to be weird because I know he's going to ask, so, how old is he?
Yeah, right.
And that's what I'm worried about, right?
Right. He's a weird fucking guy.
I get it. I'm afraid I'm going to catch something.
He doesn't even know if he has something. He told me that he stuck those chick's fingers.
Right. I remember. Yep.
Said he ran into a chick that had herpes.
Yep.
Put her fingers in his mouth after
her fingers.
She put him
right.
Right in her vagina.
I don't think he can find the vagina, so that's fine. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he 100% may or may not have herpes, but 100% does.
Correct. And this is how she told him: stick the fingers in the vagina, right into the Kraken's mouth. Surprise, I might have herpes.
Boom.
I definitely have herpes.
That's the way to deliver right. that message, though.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Because if you're cool with it or not, like, you have to accept it. It's in your fucking mouth.
Actually, I thought he should just text it. You know what I mean? Like, she should have just texted it. Hey.
No. You know how she should have told him?
How?
You know, let's take one more break. I got to pee.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
Shy Kids.
You know what? I'm going to open another beer because I already finished this beer.
Let's hear it. Okay.
God,
all right.
So good.
So with that beer, Crack,
yep.
We should probably just go into, I want to say this is going to be one of our ongoing segments that we do regularly.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah.
We actually thought about naming the actual podcast this.
This is a true story.
Latex Convos.
That is true.
We actually, ooh. Right. We went against
deep
it.
Deep V's way better.
Though. You like the deep V?
That's yes. what we did. That's what yeah. we got.
Deep V.
We thought, you know, like.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. Ski kid, you know, he wanted to wear a shirt. He didn't want to wear a shirt with.
Condom latex
condom. You know what I mean?
Right. No. We were going 100% in. We wanted to actually do the logo with like a condom over a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually talking into rubber.
Yeah. Right.
And then I've also got a friend who is actually having sex with someone who's allergic to latex. And it's like, what the fuck is your problem? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Like,
yeah.
You got a lot of fucking nerve what? Being allergic to latex.
What?
Sends him text messages all the time. Like, hey, I'm coming over. Like, do you have any condoms?
Do you have the gluten-free condoms?
Right. Gluten-free condoms.
If you're
allergic to latex, you either need to be ready for a couple of things. One, to have a baby.
Right.
Or two, to travel with a fucking
baby.
A travel pack size of condoms. You need right. to bring your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not my responsibility to take into consideration your allergic
right,
reactions.
The non-latex condoms is like a stick and branches and some bush. And
yeah.
It looks like it's just like a bird's nest around your penis. It's just not going
to
work.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm telling her that it's not latex and I'm fucking her with a latex condom to
see what happens.
Possibly kill her or not.
Right.
If someone died when I was screwing the shit out of them,
I get what you're saying.
I'm the man.
You are the man.
That's not manslaughter. That's damn slaughter. Can we all agree on that?
Is that premeditated murder?
No.
Because you knew.
Did I?
You knew. You said you knew.
I didn't know.
I've seen some TV.
Okay.
So, maybe.
Whatever.
In my opinion, condoms, they feel fucking terrible.
Well, hold on that, because okay. I actually have a condom segment coming up.
I'm excited.
First thing I want to talk about, though.
Right.
Fetishes.
Okay.
Now, in talking to you.
Yep.
Other friends. People have told me that this of me is a fetish. I don't view it as a fetish.
Sure.
Yeah, pass that to me a little bit later. But feet.
See, that's not a thing for me. I know that's a thing for you.
I like pretty feet.
You said you're a fetish feet.
Feet fetish. Yeah, feet. Yeah. Women's feet, yes.
I like cute feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe it's not so much that I like cute feet more than I do not like ugly feet.
Okay.
Like,
that's two different
things. If your feet look like a construction worker and, like, you fucking, like, rollerblade without rollerblades, like...
She glues shit at the bottom of her foot?
Basically slides in the street.
Skis with her feet.
That's gross to me because you're in lots of like situations where like your girl is laying on you. Girls like to cuddle. She rubs her foot on me and it leaves like a dirt mark.
I get what you're saying because
it's
fucking
disgusting.
Women's feet have to be nicer than guys' feet. My feet are disgusting. You've seen my feet.
They're not the best.
Skin has been in your mouth from my feet.
That, you know what?
That's going to be later on. We'll tell that story later.
Okay. Cliffhanger. Women's feet will tell you a lot about them. Like, the first thing I'm automatically thinking about, if a woman does not have her feet done, like the nails and toes and all that type of thing, she probably doesn't have her life together. Like, she probably eats a lot of frozen pizzas.
You're saying that she doesn't have $30 a month to do her fucking feet.
I'm saying if you don't pay attention to something small like that, you probably eat a lot of frozen pizzas. You fucking reheat goddamn hot dogs in the microwave. Like, you're that motherfucker. You have a dirty room.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you maybe ball the toilet paper up instead of fold it. Like, you are clearly fucked up.
That sounds like a psychopath.
Are you telling me you have no fetishes? Nothing.
This is not my thing. Not my thing. I mean, give me some of your fantasies.
No. Well, just like a chick that does her feet, like French manicures, pedicures, for starters.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
It just seems classy to me. Like, she probably fucking eats her dinner with two forks kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like chopsticks or like an actual two forks?
I'm talking actual fucking two forks. Like, you have a salad fork and a dinner fork.
Yeah.
Like, that bitch is fancy.
That
right?
is amazing.
Yeah. But...
work your way in type of shit.
Right. But because I'm a black dude, like, here's the thing with the French manicures, okay? Because I have a black dick, clearly it matches my skin.
Right.
When a chick is sucking me off and she, like, has her hand on my shit with the French manicure, it makes my dick look like a little tuxedo.
I mean, I get what you're saying. You're talking about the hand. I get it,
For a brief moment, I feel like Daniel Craig. I don't know what to tell you.
That's what your penis feels like.
Yes.
Okay.
James Bondish.
I like that.
No? I mean... usually chicks do like the dual action thing where they fucking rub your dick like pepper grinder.
Not all of us have, you know, the girth and the length that some people can use with two hands, but whatever.
Okay. You know what? I don't even know if I want to say this because you're going to take this the wrong way. Another thing that I don't want to say that like I like it.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
I don't like where this is going. I don't mind where this is going. Let's say that.
I don't mind a little bush, like...
oh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm the only one?
Yes. I feel like you're getting rug burn down there.
Rug burn.
Right.
Having sex with a chick with a bush...
yep.
You know...
I also have a couple of things.
It makes me feel like... it makes me know that she's a seasoned veteran.
All right.
At this point in my life, I'm not trying to teach anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pull the pants down and I see a gigantic bush...
sure.
First thing that tells me...
right.
Wear a condom.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Or two, when applicable.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Right.
Okay, you've never fucking double-begged?
No, I don't wear condoms, no.
You don't wear condoms at all?
No.
Okay. Well, I like a chick that's nasty in the bed, and she has a bush that tells me she's down for maybe a lot of inappropriate things.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm going to go on a little bit of this, because you said you don't like somebody that doesn't do their feet. I feel like if she can't take 3 seconds to shave that disgusting bush down there...
uh-huh.
It's the same type of deal. She reheats hot dogs, right?
You're underestimating her creativity. Like, maybe she shaves it into the shape of Toucan Sam.
Nope.
And here's where I'm going with this.
Well, you said bush, though.
Bush.
There's no bush like Toucan Sam bush. When I think of bush, I think of, like, hey, this shit's on fire in the middle of the Bible.
Why'd you have to bring religion into bush?
Because I feel like the burning bush, right?
Who's trying to burn bush?
Because I want the shit gone.
I like bush.
All right.
Here's how I look as like a not an analogy but like a simile comparison. Is that a simile?
Synonym. All right.
I didn't go to school too long.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
My synonym?
Maybe.
All right. We'll go with that. Is if you compare bush to like a box of cereal.
Right.
Okay. When you get a box of cereal, we'll use Fruit Loops as an example.
Sure.
You have to eat through all the Fruit Loops to get to the prize.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
Prize being the vajayjay.
Honestly, I thought you were talking about the sugar and the coating and everything, because I'm like, hey, cool, I like Cheerios.
No.
That's fine with that.
No.
Okay.
Like, you never walk through a forest and, like, you're not sure what's at the end, and, like, you get lots of, like, crinkly leaves on the way, and it's, like, building anticipation.
That sounds terrible.
That's what bush does. That it builds terrible. Anticipation to the vagina.
You know what sounds better than that?
What?
Skating across a smooth surface all the way to the actual spot.
She may or may not be 9 years old.
What's it taste like?
Bush?
Yeah, because you're going to eat some bush before you get to the actual... fries, as you shall say.
Well, definitively, like I like Mexican women. So their bush has like a little arroz con leche. You know what I mean?
Wait, you think their bush has milk in it?
Well, arroz con leche, for those who don't know that.
Leche, I believe, is milk.
Okay.
Right?
May or may not be.
It may. I don't know if my science disproved that.
Right. Nobody really knows for sure.
Right.
But what that really is it's rice, milk, like you said.
Right.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
Cinnamon is where I'm going with this.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Horchata.
Okay. We'll go with that.
I had some today, actually.
Horchata is fucking so delicious.
I had some today.
Who doesn't like horchata?
Communists.
So, I agree with that. So, what is your reasoning for not liking a little bush then? It's going against your roots. What year were you born?
86.
I was born in 87.
Okay.
We grew up on bush.
Oh, was that bush? Was that
gigantic bush? Porn bush.
Oh, you're talking about the president. I thought you were talking about the president. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't...
No.
Wasn't Bush, right?
Fuck who was Bush. Who I'm was talking 86? About Bush.
Who was in 86?
Look at Paul looking up Bush on the internet.
It is not Bush at all. It is disgusting.
Look at that.
This isn't Bush.
What are you typing in?
Bush tells me she's ready to play.
I typed in vaginal hair.
Who types that in?
Vaginal hair.
All right, women. What do you type? Bush. I typed Bush.
And
it was just President Bush.
Oh my God, women's pubic hair. I don't know where you got.
Let's get out of this. This is going way fucking west. I wasn't trying to go this far west or east. It's going too further than I wanted.
Sure.
Better though. Women's pubic hair is better.
I would imagine.
I would imagine that pulls up some better things.
Yeah.
Fantasies though. Okay. Strange segue from Bush to fantasies.
Right. I want to clear it up. It was Reagan. Who was president when we were born?
Irrelevant.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do you have any fantasies?
Oh, God. Yeah, just the normal guy fantasies. I'm not a weird fucking guy, you know? I mean, the normal threesome with two chicks. Mm-hmm. Megan Fox, obviously, you know? I mean, just, mm-hmm. you know, normal things.
Okay. Honestly?
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Here's a fantasy.
You're a Bush guy. That's weird.
Well, maybe this is pretty basic. I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to come on the chick's face.
Oh, see, I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it enjoyable?
It was. It was.
Was it like ruining artwork?
No. Because they can wipe it off. It's not like, you know, like putting a permanent marker on the Mona Lisa. It's like, it's gratitude. Like, it's gratifying when you do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But then, like, afterwards, they always get, like, kind of angry and like,
really?
Why did you do this, you stupid dick?
I can see that.
Literally and figuratively.
But I want to do it like I see in the porn. Like, that's obviously real life.
Like, they're expecting it.
That's real life.
Yeah.
In no way is porn fake.
No, that's all real.
It's legit.
That's how it happens.
They take, like, four steps back mm-hmm. and blast it as if, like, if it's further away, it's for 3 points.
Are you a shooter?
I'm not.
I'm like...
That's my problem and why I can't do it. If I had to do it, like, when I come, it's like squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of my fucking teeth.
That's what mine is, too.
I will wipe my dick across the chick's face.
I get what you're saying. I'm like, hey, wait right here. Go slightly under my legs.
Yeah.
And just stand here. And she's like, the whole time? Just fucking wait.
I have lazy cum.
Yeah.
Don't they say, like, the semen, like, races to the top or whatever?
I feel like it races and it's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mine's like a 100-meter dash. It's more like a 60-meter dash. The 60-meter, like, low hurdles.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's a penis-sized joke, by the way.
Yeah, my sperm cells, like, false start. Like, they're not even in the race. They're like, fuck this.
It's done.
This is ridiculous.
Stupid.
I want to fuck Serena Williams.
This is the first conversation we're having until the next conversation will be like, you know what? I kind of want to try penis. She's so big and muscly. I feel like you're having sex with a guy.
Listen, first of all, her ass. I'm an ass man. Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Yeah, right. I get that.
If her ass were to be cooked,
right.
It would end world famine.
If Paul stood up, painted his ass black, you'd be like, God damn, that's Serena Williams.
I have a little bit of cellulite. It's not a sexy look.
It's disgusting. She looks like a guy. Oh my God.
Look at that, though. I would. I'd annihilate.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right. See, Paul's right. on my side. I'd fuck the shit out of her.
I cannot wait.
Now don't misunderstand. Don't misconstrue this. In no way am I sitting up here telling you that she's beautiful.
You're like, I want that six pack.
What
in
I
my
am
mouth.
Telling you, okay? What I am saying here, let's get this straight.
Right.
She's a pretty ass slave. Like, she's a good looking slave. Am I right?
Okay. All right. I mean,
she just looks like she's been through the struggle and may or may not need to vent sexually.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah. That sounds like...
Like, she's versatile. Like, she looks like I could fuck her and she could also help me move some furniture after.
Absolutely. She's helping. And she's getting the heavy end.
For sure.
Yeah.
She's excited. She's taking the top when we're going up the stairs.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
I'll take the top. I'll bend down. That's fine. I got what you're saying.
Am I wearing a condom when I have sex with her?
I'm wearing a condom and I hate wearing condoms. Do you wear condoms?
Verbally?
Yes.
I'm a big fan of condoms.
Sure.
Telling people.
Right.
Me, myself, it's something that I'm learning after one kid to try and like.
To wear a condom?
Yeah.
Or like to say you're wearing a condom. Honestly, I this is what I picture. I picture you are about to have sex with a woman. You turn the lights off.
Uh-huh.
You open a Snickers wrapper and you're like, I'm putting the condom on right now. Is that correct or is it close?
Here's the thing with condoms.
I'm excited.
All right.
Because you did not deny it.
I didn't. But they're extremely stifling.
Yeah.
They're like when you put on like a pair of pants that you know don't fucking fit.
Never
fit. But you wear them anyway, mm-hmm. and they're squeezing the shit out of you the entire day. You feel like a jackass. Right. That feeling is a fucking condom.
Right. I think those are called skinny jeans.
You know what else a condom is like?
What?
When you're like, let's say you're right-handed. Okay.
Okay.
And you start feeling on yourself with your left hand. It doesn't feel comfortable.
You know what?
It feels unnatural.
No, the left hand is comfortable for me.
Really?
Because you click with the right.
The stranger.
Well, no, see, the stranger would be my right hand because I click with my right. You use my left. Because okay. I don't want to click and use the same one. You know,
You're a computer porn kind of guy.
Huh?
You're a computer porn.
Yeah, I mean...
No magazine?
No, I'm a fucking American.
Okay.
So...
You don't fucking jerk off like a goddamn pilgrim?
No. Right, no. Okay. Not doing that.
Long story short, condoms make pussy equally awful. It's like sticking your dick into a box of Cheez-Its.
Right.
Just dry.
Disgusting, like jalapeno-y style.
Terrible.
Right.
Yeah. Because without a condom, honestly, if I were to compare it to like watching the game...
Sure.
Without a condom feels like watching the game on a 70-inch flat screen.
Okay. The game?
This is a game. If you're a football fan, football, right, basketball.
There's a show, The Game.
Fuck that.
I believe it's on BET.
I believe women watch it.
I've seen it once or twice.
You may or may not be gay.
I may or may not. I don't know. That's why I asked.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Okay. Sex without a condom, honestly, is like fucking watching the game, football, right. basketball, whatever you're into.
Okay.
On a 70-inch flat screen
mm-hmm.
while drinking a beer.
I like that.
Laid back. Okay. Sex with a condom, you're listening to the game on AM radio. Drinking a Yoo-Hoo.
And you're so far out of town.
Completely.
And it's just disgusting sound. It's like...
And the signal's going in and out.
Yeah.
Like it feels good, but no, it doesn't feel good.
Oh, I hear it. No.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, fair enough.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's so true.
It is.
What's the length difference where you can go, like, I can go for so long with the condom on, without a condom, how long are you going?
With a condom, I could honestly fuck until 2018. I don't know.
Okay,
that's 3 years from
that's
now.
That's a new president.
Right.
Yeah.
God, it's just no enjoyment in it.
Right.
It's like watching kids that aren't yours. Like, in no way are you enjoying this right now.
That sounds terrible.
So right.
That sounds terrible.
The only reason you like your own kids is because they're your kids.
Right.
If you're watching someone else's kids, you're like, this is a fucking terrible idea. I can't believe I used to be a kid.
My penis juice made this kid. That's why I like him.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, kids are assholes.
They're fucking dicks.
Speaking of kids, making kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. When you're playing sports, basketball.
Right.
In the park.
Right.
Maybe in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You dribble the ball around and everybody plays around 3, 2, 1, Kobe.
Right. Everybody says Kobe.
3, 2, 1, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what people don't say?
What?
I don't know. Shaq. Nothing like that.
Sounds terrible.
You never hear that.
No.
But what's a good thing to yell out like that, like when you're coming?
What did you yell out to make your son?
To make my son?
Yeah.
Well.
It's probably Kobe.
It was, oh shit, your birth control.
I will tell you that I bet you Kobe says Kobe when he does it.
Okay. Well, then let's just take this time to kind of help people out and think of some good things
some
to
good
say.
Some good ones to say?
When people are in this situation, when you're about to come, mm-hmm. what is good to yell
when
out?
When you want to help the mood.
Yeah. But we also need to do, though, to build it up. Yeah. We have to actually make the sex sounds before
the
you come.
The pre-sex sounds.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going to start this off?
I'll start it off. Okay. All right. So you're like, surprise, motherfucker.
All right. Oh, I just thought of another good one. Okay, I'll say that one to the end. But here's my first one. I'll be like, oh, shit. Boom, shakalaka.
Little NBA Jam reference.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so much nicer at it than I am. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Okay. We got here.
All right.
In the car.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I'm you know what? From here on, I want you to make the noise, and I'm going to say my thing, and then you go for yours.
Let's go.
Because mine is angry.
Okay.
What I would imagine the Kraken sounds like for reals.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, shit. I'm about to come.
Obama.
Obama.
Obama. I didn't want to say
Obama.
Yeah.
Obama. Democrat.
Oh, I'm right. Yeah, if I had to pick one, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I got one for you.
Sure, okay.
Oh, shit. OJ! For our listeners who aren't that slow, OJ murdered someone.
You know,
so.
You see what he did there with the glove doesn't fit type deal?
You must quit the glove.
You're welcome.
Quit the glove, please. You got another one?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm about to come.
I forgot a condom.
I got one. I got a little video game reference.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I'm not going to tell you which one it is because I don't know how well I'm going to do it.
All right, I'm excited.
But if you're an authentic gamer, you're going to get this.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay. Oh, shit, I'm about to bust. I'm about to bust. The fuck?
I would imagine it's Tekken.
No, that is Ken from Street Fighter when he does the spinning kick.
Damn it. Yeah, yeah. It was close. It was a fighting game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
It was a fighting game.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let me just say it one more because it goes with the same thing. Sonic Boom!
Sonic Boom would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or finish him, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a game one.
I got a couple more.
All right, go ahead and do another one. I got another
one.
I got one here, real.
Shit, I'm about to... Pro-abortion!
give me the noises. Give me the noises.
Okay, okay. Oh, shit, I'm about... Oh, fuck, I'm about to come.
Don't worry, it's just pee. We've all said that, right? Or is it just me?
Holy shit, I've not said that.
Yeah, I haven't said it either, right? No, me neither.
Okay,
yeah.
Last one.
You doing one more?
I got one more.
All right, I got one more. I got one more.
I got one more, too.
Okay, you do first.
Okay. Oh, shit, I'm about to fucking come. I'm about to... Praise be to Allah!
I had a similar watch. I was thinking Osama.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Smart, good minds think alike.
Yeah, I guess. All right, you ready? Do another one. Do one
That's
more.
All I got.
All right, no, I mean, give me the noises. Give me the noises.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I'm about to come.
He opens a boy.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. We're going to take a break. Deep V, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We need some more cocaine.
Cocaine.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Dick segment.
You know what? I was going to text you before we came.
You're going to text me about the dick size.
Right. Well, okay. So I had sex about 20 minutes before we came.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a true story.
Yep.
And I measured mine. And I was going to see what yours was. And we were going to put it on the air. Because I mean, I have no problems telling everybody.
Sure. Well, let's go with this.
I was very... Are we measuring from the bottom or the top?
I'm measuring from the
middle,
bottom.
Right?
Bottom's way longer.
Bottom? Is it? Okay. Bottom's longer? All right. I did the middle. I did the straight middle because I didn't like... I wanted to sugarcoat anything. I've seen your
penis. Wait a minute. You measure your dick from the middle?
On the side, right?
I don't understand.
The side, the top, the bottom, the top, and then the side. It's like the side of the penis. The middle.
I'm so lost.
So I put the ruler next to my penis.
He's giving me like hand gestures right now for
you
the dick.
Hold on. Okay, so I...
Okay, he's whipping it out now.
So...
Ah, okay.
So you put it on the side.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
So you put
yeah.
the ruler next to it. That's the middle.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's the middle.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. That's where I measure it from.
All right.
Because I do that regularly, you
okay,
know.
So mine was 6 inches and 3 millimeters. Don't forget 3 millimeters.
All right. Mine was 8 and some change.
That's unbelievable.
Really? Because that's actually not my claim to fame.
Okay, well, that would have to be your claim to fame, because that thing is humongous.
Dude, no,
huge.
We're talking...
It's huge.
It's insane.
No. Yes. That's very normal.
Nope.
No.
That is not normal. I don't know how many porns. It might be normal in porn.
See, when I look at porn, I'm like, those dudes are so big. I'll never
you know
be
what?
That big.
Right.
So jelly right now. That's what I think when I watch porn.
That's what you think. I'm getting so hard. I'm so jelly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Paul, can you do us a favor? Can you
yes.
Google what the average size penis is in America? Okay.
Here's my thing.
Okay, give me your thing.
I think
my pa's doing this.
Yeah, yeah. I think it comes down to chicks. Like there is no, you know, new era fitted hat dick size universal all one size fits all type thing.
Right.
Some chicks like small dicks.
Right.
Other chicks like big dicks type of thing.
I haven't met one woman that was like, give me the small one.
5.6.
Awesome. I am bigger than average. I'm like a half inch bigger.
I'm really? Bigger than average too.
Yeah. Awesome.
I just want to say that's that. That's crazy.
Pause line.
Well, my dick is like, I didn't think that 8 and change was like something to brag about. What I do like to
eight
fucking...
8 and change.
What I do
so
want to throw
change.
Out there and put that on the record though
yep.
is like, my width. I'm pretty girthy.
Yeah, you're girthy.
Yeah, like, if we were comparing, like, to give it an analogy or comparison, like, we're going to compare my dicks to cars.
Yeah.
If the average size dick is a Nissan Altima Coupe,
right. Okay.
My dick is going to be more along the lines of a four-door fucking Toyota Tundra. Okay. My shit is built for, like, four-by-fouring, off-roading.
I can tow something.
Rough terrain. Like, right. There's nowhere my dick can't go.
You know what? Heterosexually. I'm going to give you another analogy.
Okay.
A normal penis, let's say, is a piano key.
Uh-huh.
Your penis is a Pringle can.
Okay. Wow. You're a piano key. The white one or the blue or the black
one? I'm above
one?
Average, remember? So, like, I couldn't even be that.
See, I feel like
I'm going to say I'm like one of those like Safeway Select strawberry ices, sparkling ice drinks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Need analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Analogy. Yeah.
That is that for our healthy fucking calorie counter listeners?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on that, we are aware that sex does burn lots of calories.
So many calories.
So many. You should probably just have sex and that's your workout.
That would be a good workout.
Yeah. Enjoyable as well.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that would be amazing. I was saying the workout part, not the well.
The workout part,
yeah.
Right, for sure. All right. Well, I mean, what about, like, as far as manscaping goes? Is that something that you do?
Ooh, I do it more, less than I would like. Let's say that.
Okay. I actually ran into an incident that actually influenced me to do it.
Sure.
I was not too concerned with my bush down there.
Okay.
All right.
You're a bush guy, so.
Yeah. A chick actually called me out about my ball fro.
Okay.
And actually makes sense the more that I think about it, because realistically, like, before I decided to touch it up, it honestly looked like Jumanji was filmed in my bush.
Jumanji.
Little known fact, Robin Williams actually is not dead. He's in my bush waiting for someone to roll 5 or 8.
Wait for Kirsten Dunst to find that game and roll an 8.
No, seriously, rest in peace to Robin Williams, though. Seriously, though. But seriously, he's in my bush.
He's so far. For real. I'll give you an analogy of what my bush looks like.
Okay.
You've seen Avatar.
Yeah.
You know that big blue tree that they had sex under?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, like,
please tell me that's not your dick.
That is no.
I want to say you have AIDS.
Right. Okay, so I want you to picture the tree, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take out the blue.
Uh-huh.
Turn it into a bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Of pubic hair.
Okay.
That's what my balls look like.
Nice.
A bush of pubic hair.
Okay, well, after that incident, like, now, though, like, I go straight chemotherapy, no hair. I give my shit the chemo.
Okay, so you see other people like the no hair.
Well, it's actually not a bad look. It makes my dick look more athletic, like a Hanzo Tori sword.
Okay. Like, yeah. Kill Bill style.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Do you not go full ball?
Oh, yeah. When I do it, I go, no, I keep that little stubble, like the 5 o'clock shadow. Like, my balls are sophisticated and Dos Equis, man, like, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, it's a little stubble. Like, it's pointy. Like, my wife's going to get, like, a rug burn on her face. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. All right. Honestly, we've had quite the discussion about dicks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's only fair, equal rights, like, to talk about pussy.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you. Like pussy, though.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Like pussy, does dick get old? Because here's the thing. I actually lived out one of my fantasies.
Okay.
Had sex with a 52-year-old woman. Not only was she a 52-year-old woman, but she was my friend's mom.
That's amazing.
So she was basically Stifler's mom.
Right.
Except black. Okay. And not as attractive. And she may or may not have worn lotion that day. She was like, so ashy.
So picture Stifler's mom.
Right.
But opposite.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I had sex with her.
All right.
And you know what it felt like?
What?
I don't know. What does it feel like to eat a 52-year-old stick of bubblegum?
Hard and crunchy.
It was extremely dry and dusty and rustic. I felt like I was having sex with an old wooden ship. Jack Sparrow's fucking transportation.
Rustic's like good in every sense of the word. Vagina.
It is.
It's terrible. So that got me wondering, like, clearly, like, age, like,
right.
Like, destroyed her pussy.
Right.
So
I would imagine it's old and rustic.
Yeah. Pussy is no different than a Volkswagens or VCRs.
Right.
They, in time, fucking wear down.
They will die. What did it smell like?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It smelled like when you leave, like, ketchup on a paper plate out the next night, and you wake up and you're like, it smells like fucking shit in here. It honestly smelled like what the chum bucket may or may not smell like.
SpongeBob reference.
But I think it is very dependent upon, like, the woman and, honestly, the race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm not racist, and in no way am I racist.
I'm racist.
But people have smells to them.
They do. I feel like they have distinct smells.
Absolutely.
You're good at pinpointing those smells, though.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I'm not so much.
Okay. Well, we're going to discuss them because I feel like we're going to just separate them by race.
Right. We'll do, like, maybe half this time and then half maybe later on, like, the 10th episode.
Okay.
Because we did not get them all.
Okay.
There's no way we got
them. And in our defense, these are jokes. Do not take any of this serious, but
take everything I say seriously.
Take it pretty serious because this is probably true.
It's so true.
So, let's go with young black chicks.
Okay.
What would you say, or I'll actually do mine first, like, young black...
You know what? No, I don't want you to do your first. I'm going to do mine first because you're just going to be better than mine because you're good at doing it.
Are you saying because I'm black, I may know what a young black chick smells like?
Yeah, probably. Maybe a little bit better.
I smelled so many black chicks.
Probably more than I have.
Okay, go for it. All right.
So I'm not good at these. Okay. So I'm going to say a young black woman smells like a marker that was left out in the sun.
Uh-huh. That's fucking gross. So racist.
Was it?
I like that.
I didn't try to be.
To me, I want to say young black woman honestly smell like spandex, menthols, and government cheese.
And mine was racist.
That's just my fucking personal take. I don't know what to tell you.
How many do you have?
Old black woman.
Old black woman. Okay. All right. Here we go. Go ahead and go first.
To me, old black women smell like baby oil, soft scrub, and dirty iron jeans. So fucking gross.
See, okay, let me just say mine before. I want to tell you that I don't, like, have a distinct smell for old black women. So okay. I'm going to put...
You've never been to an old black church and they're like...
I've been to two old black churches.
Okay.
I have learned a lot of theology just ironically. Let's say that, okay? Uh-huh. That's fair. I would say old black women smell like rubber and burnt electrical wire to me.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then from there, we've got to talk about Mexican, then.
Absolutely.
Mexican
women. Men or women first?
Let's do women.
All right.
Mexican women to me smell like chili powder, kitchen smoke, and fake leather.
That's pretty damn good. Arizona denim, yeah.
Without a doubt.
I would say tortillas and sweat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They're so hardworking.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I like them.
Right, and that's my grandma, she makes the tortillas. That's why I just picture the tortillas and Maria. You know? Maria, she smells like what?
Mexican men.
What do they smell like?
To me? Grass mulch and dirty shoestrings.
That is very, very racist, but I like that. And I am Mexican.
I feel accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
I've got Mexican in me.
I put corn on the cob in the back of stickers.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right. Like the stickers that you lick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the, yeah.
All right. Young black men.
All I have is lotion. I got
lotion.
Nothing. Because they're ashy.
Lotioned up.
Right. Because I was very ashy, so I mean, I get it.
To me, young black dudes smell like fucking new shoeboxes and humid basketball gyms.
I was going to do basketball. I'm not even into that.
They're so eager to play basketball.
Well, they're good at it.
Like, there's just no other talent that they have. Like,
are you good at basketball?
I am good at basketball.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So good.
Can you dunk?
How tall are you?
Oh shit!
Are we gonna say this?
I'll tell you right now.
I just hit it.
Oh, I feel like on the radio. I'm 6'3".
Are you 6'3"?
Oh,
you're here for
it.
I'm gonna guess the height. All right.
Okay.
I am 6'2".
Okay.
Okay. I would say that
where do
you,
I go up to you on your body?
Probably a little higher than the nips, right?
Really?
Is that accurate?
I'm a nip guy.
Yeah,
probably fair.
It is fair, yeah.
All right.
I would say you're probably 5'7".
Fair enough.
Is that good?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Nice.
I'm good at it.
Okay. How about old black men?
Old black men, I put socks and, let's see, Lowe's, the cleaning section at Lowe's.
Okay. I've got cheap cologne and Kroger lotion.
Okay, so we're
the lotion that's like 76 cents less, and they're like, no, I don't want the Jergens.
Give me the
Kroger.
So we were close with cheap cologne and cleaning section at Lowe's then.
Right, right.
All right.
Asian women.
Oh, see, I got calculators and wilted wood.
Now, this is the one I want to apologize, like, in advance.
Don't apologize.
No.
No.
Okay. Their houses do smell funny.
It's so bad.
Fucking weird.
It's not as bad as Indian, but it's bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, Asian women smell like burning logs, sushi, and mildew dish towels.
You notice that we have kind of the same one going here?
Yeah.
Because I said wilted wood. So that's about the same.
What right. is wilted wood?
I feel like it's like old wood that's been burnt like here and there. I don't know.
Okay. The wilted wood that's not even good enough for the fireplace.
Yeah, yeah,
so like, throw that back.
Put that petrified piece of shit over in the corner.
Asian men.
All right, you can go first.
To me, Asian men smell terrible. Honestly, they smell like public gym towels and a national park trash can. It's
probably very accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say they smell like an overdue library book that was left in your car in the summer for 5 days with no tint.
Oh, terrible.
Well, I mean, that's about right, right?
What kind of car is
in
it?
In a paper mill.
It's a Honda.
It's obviously something like that Honda or a Toyota.
I feel like they like Scions too.
I've never seen an Asian man drive a lifted Chevy.
Me neither.
Let's say that.
No, not at all.
They don't like American stuff.
Okay. Well, then let's get into it. This is the final one. White women.
White women. That one is a little harder.
Okay. What'd you go with?
I said a tanning bed and baby powder.
I've got, they smell like nicotine, yeah. Dog fur, and a Ross dressing room.
Ross dressing room. I see. I would have thought more of Mexican woman.
Okay, okay.
What about Asian, I mean, white men? What do you have for white men?
Their counterparts. White men, I've got frozen TV dinners, Axe body spray, and burger grease.
Axe body spray is the greatest. I have...
I knew I were
Axe. He's drenched in Axe right now.
I have Axe, like hair stuff.
You know it's good when it's $4 and you can spray it over your entire body.
And you, get
and you can't smell it in 12 fucking minutes. Smells like fucking cotton candy and Skittles.
It's the Bubblicious of the colognes. I have a little different. Spit and salt.
That is disgusting.
That's what they smell like.
Okay.
Right?
White guys?
Yeah. They smell like spit to me.
Well, in all fairness, so basically, like, they smell like the saliva in the corner of the
mouth. Right. They smell like that, you know, the sides of the mouth shit. You know okay. what I mean?
I got you, like the white.
Yeah.
The white.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've gone extremely racial. I feel like fair enough.
Right,
for long enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go on the other side of racial.
Yeah, let's talk about what's good on TV right now. What are we watching? What's on your DVR?
Okay, I have DirecTV. I don't watch DirecTV.
Okay.
I am trying to switch to Apple TV just solely. That's all I watch.
Okay.
And I don't know how to cancel DirecTV without them charging me an ass load.
All right. My television viewing is kind of weird. We'll just go with my TV.
I know it is.
Oh. How do you know that?
Your TV is stupid.
Okay. Well, something that I watch that I'm not, like, proud of.
You're proud
or
of every
like
one
that.
Of them.
Absolutely not. Like,
I wouldn't.
It's I don't want to watch it. It's like, it's just like gripping though. Like there's nothing else I can do. I have to fucking watch it. Okay.
What is so gripping that you have to watch?
Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta or New York.
You know what? You know what that sounds like? Cause I've never seen this. Okay. I've never seen that show, but from what it sounds like in the pictures I've seen, it sounds like, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Is it very close to that or no?
It's like that with their pimps.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Boom. That's exactly what it is.
Right.
So for non-ethic listeners, I should kind of give them a description of what the actual
do
show
it because
is.
I mean,
long
it, I
story
no
short, it is a reality show about blacks basically living in the Wild Kingdom, and they're fending for themselves, eating each other more or less. Honestly, it's riveting. They say things like, the Bamster. And Yafiz Naimi, you know, shit like that. Why would you not watch that?
You are not making this appealing to me.
In no ways am I lying, though. Like
I don't doubt that.
The Lil Scrappy, the Bamster. He says that.
His name is Lil Scrappy?
His name is Lil Scrappy.
Guess where I got that from.
Where are you going from?
Scooby-Doo. That was his little brother.
Really?
Yes, that's why I'm not watching that show.
Okay, well, outside of that, I basically have the entire TLC lineup on my DVR.
You do.
It is good television.
To prove that he's not racist, he watches every TLC show there is.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's the learning channel.
It's not at
and
all.
And it starts with Honey Boo Boo.
I am mad that that's their name.
Honey Boo Boo?
No, the learning channel.
Well, what that basically is like the terrible train wreck that you fucking are supposed to look away from, but you can't help but watch.
Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching it, waiting for another awesome TLC show, 19 Kids and Counting. Shout out Jim Bob Duggar. And the rest of the 19 Kids and Counting crew.
I am so embarrassed on so many levels.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a good show.
It
but before that show came on, all right, Honey Boo Boo came on. Here's what got me.
Yep.
The mother of the show. I don't remember her name, but for the sake of this story, we're going to call her huge, gross-ass bitch.
She's probably at like six chins now, so let's call her six chin.
Six chins. All right. Six chins was on her period.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, gosh. This sounds so appealing.
It's wait, get this.
The Learning Channel. Channel 289.
Education at its finest.
Oh, my God.
She was on her period. Okay? She didn't have the energy or effort inside of her to want to go to the store to get more pads. Didn't have any in the house.
She's very large.
So what does she do?
What I would do? I would throw it away.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Not Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Okay.
She turns it around. She's either extremely disgusting.
I'm sorry, wait.
Or unbelievably innovative.
She turns around the tampon?
Turns around the tampon. She's using one side and is like, you know what? I don't have another one. This one's kind of getting used.
She put string side in.
She put the sticky side to the vagina.
Wait, are we talking pad or are we talking tampon?
We're talking pad.
Okay.
Oh, right. Tampon. Clearly we're two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman diaper.
The woman diaper. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Tampon.
Yeah. The tampon.
Yeah.
The tampon. Okay. So the woman diaper. I'm imagining that the other side is probably smooth and like the other end of the sticker, right? It's like,
right.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So she used that and like it's not gonna like fall off the sides.
Boom.
Disgusting.
Jesus. That's television in a nutshell though. Like that. If we blew up, like if our civilization ended,
right,
and there was a new civilization created, and yes, there was like a DVD sticking out of the sand, and they were like,
"Well, there's enough shitty TLC movies." So.
What was our previous generations like?
Right,
Honey Boo Boo.
Mm. Yep. That's what they're gonna think.
Yep,
sad. I'm really hoping that's not where you found the Bible.
Nope. Another show.
Another show.
Yep, Naked and Afraid.
You terrible. Watch it? No, I don't watch it,
Paul.
My sister watches it.
Thank you.
No, okay, wait. You said thank you to another woman watching the show.
Well, let me
thank
just,
you.
Let me describe the
She is, though, let me interject, engrossed. She, like, loves it. She loves it.
You know who doesn't love that show?
Who?
I don't know. I don't know who doesn't that.
I don't like the show.
It's terrible.
Well, here's what I like about... Why? How is it bad? Here's what I like about the show, okay?
It's fake.
It's two people, male and female.
Right.
All
right,
they're put on an island,
mm-hmm,
butt asshole naked,
sure,
with nothing.
Yep,
and they have to survive for 21 days. And it's interesting to me to see humans,
you know what,
who become hungry,
right,
afraid in that environment. What do?
Naked and afraid. I heard that. Yeah.
Well, here's why it's so Caucasian white America to me. They're on this show,
mm-hmm,
trying to survive for 21 days. Do you know what for? Pride. Not a prize.
Pride.
Not money.
Okay.
I don't know a nigga that has that much pride to go live in the wilderness for 21 days for no prize.
What did they have?
There's no monetary. There's no monetary.
No money. Nothing. They're just doing it. They're outrageous. How many?
They've got to get paid.
Right, they have to. They have to. Well, how many ethnic people have been on the show?
I have seen zero.
Zero.
Zero. Naked and Afraid, though.
No.
For one reason.
Why?
My motives are extremely different. I understand that this is a show.
Right.
My pride is seriously missing.
Well, I don't...
For 21 days, my focus...
Sure.
...is fucking.
Okay.
You know why?
You want to pound her.
Because you know what she's not going to ask me on a show, Naked and Afraid in the Wild?
What?
Do you have a condom? That's not coming up.
It might come up if she's latex free. Let's say that.
She may be.
If she's latex free, she's probably got one of those nests that
sounds
goes around
like
her
a
penis.
Fucking personal problem, doesn't it?
It does.
Bitch. Porn is an integral part of my life. Like, it is like the pillar in which my life is built on.
You live around porn.
Absolutely.
All right.
There's so many different categories. There's POV, interracial, anal, public,
what?
PP, fetish. I remember as a kid thinking, like, who the fuck are all these categories for? They disgusted me.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I sit here as a 27-year-old man, you know who those categories were for? Me. 100% me.
Yo, another great episode. I want to thank everybody for following us, specifically morelikeradio.com.
Right.
I'm officially rich, bitch.
Yep.
Signed with morelikeradio.com.
So much money.
And they said all my dick jokes would amount to nothing.
Stripper money.
What do you think about me now, Dad? Fuck off. Football.
Papa Bear.
Lawyers. Doctors. It's all about the goddamn dick jokes. Go ahead and follow us on our Facebook. It's just DeepV.
DeepV.
Gmail if you have any questions or want us to talk about something. OfficialDeepV@gmail.com.
Correct.
Follow us on Twitter @OfficialDeepV.
Correct.
And then go ahead and just stalk us. Google, you know, whatever you want to do.
Google us.
We appreciate everybody. We'll see you next week. Go fuck yourself. DeepV. I want to make it.